first sprung, there was something very wrong. Trying to be normal when we simply don't belong. But it could be worse, it's a blessing and a curse. Immune to the confusions of the multiverse. When you change everything, I don't feel a thing. I'm only doing this because I bloody love to sing.
See, I could stop at any time, but why would I do that?
I love it here! Key change! Sprung number one had 15 extra thumbs running down his spine from his neck to his bum. Sprung number two never used the loo, made a small fortune from commemorative poo. Sprung three and four were wanted by the law. She had a tail and he had a claw. Sprung number five loved to be alive, lived for several centuries by choosing not to die.
What's Coyne singing about?
His family history, apparently.
How ghastly.
Key change!
Jeremy Donaldson, professional cynic. I try to be supportive, but my heart's not really in it.
Chester Mims, 24, and my three greatest flaws are hesitance, anxiety, and fear of the outdoors.
Dr. Magnus, you know, he's the star of the show, and he's also pretty terrified, so steady as you go.
I think kind of hijacked my song.
Where's Megan?
Sorry I'm late, vocal warm-up.
Okay, not long now, let's get set.
For number six, it was worse. He aged in reverse. Got a teacher pregnant while he still attended nursery. Seven and eight, terrible to date. Always turn up naked and their bits would touch your plate. Sprung number nine had an elongated spine. 22 feet tall with a penis like a washing line. Number 10 was fun.
10 seconds, everyone.
I'd love to tell you more, but the show's just begun.